I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in
here. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, without that out of the way, welcome everybody. I hope you all are enjoying your night, staying safe. Welcome to our current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. If you're new, just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On there, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something new in time of need. And that's right, folks. We are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group. We're currently looking to build sectors throughout all 50 states. So if you're interested in a position with us, feel free to reach out to myself or any of my officers. Become important to your community and run it. In case of natural disasters, shit hits the fan situations, anything. Because above all, we are also the first backup for all first responders. So get your names out there. Come on in and take up a position. Start to train. Help us out. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy it when you call in with your thoughts and opinions. That number to call, area code 914. 205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live during each broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio inside our chat room. So either way, come weigh in on the discussions that we have here on Blog Talk and give us your thoughts. Uh-oh, and I finally got my number one major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson, with me tonight.
What do you mean? I was on right on time. Ralph is begging to differ. He's deciding he wants to go for a walk.
Oh, yeah?
and his walks are very, very slow. Very slow. And then he stops and he pushes his feet into the ground and says, I'm not going no more. And then I got to try to maneuver him back to the camper.
Well, hello, guys. Yep.
Who's that?
I was just going to say, I believe Mike's with us.
How's the Defender 7 doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing, brother?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, you could, but
nobody. Yeah, you can. You had a lot to complain about last night.
Yeah. I can't complain, but I have a lot to complain about.
There we go.
Yeah, so tonight, you know, I just, with this past week, I can believe it, but I don't want to believe it. How much corruption has gotten worse in this White House? Cover up, money laundering.
Okay.
And now lie and constantly lying to the American people.
It's cocaine that got suddenly all the case is closed on it.
Well, that wouldn't be Hunter. He smokes his. I think they found powder.
Yeah, you're right about that. But it's just, you know, all this damn cover-up and transparency and no accountability, and the Republicans, the same with both sides, but Republicans sitting there now, oh, yeah, we're coming along with the investigations. You know what? Those investigations should have been done and frigging completed and somebody be arrested like yesterday.
A long time ago.
And
I think
they keep on putting it off because I think they're waiting for statute of limitations to run out.
Well, they're all rhinos. Nobody fights for the conservative side anymore. You know, the renegade ATF. Thinking they make laws, and by God they do. If they can't be stopped, they can make any law they want. And the pistol brace rule did go through. The felony now, if you have a pistol brace on the back of your AR pistol, bad enough. They couldn't fight that off. There, you know, a Congress, I would assume, would have stepped in. You know, you learned how a bill becomes a law back in sixth fucking grade. And now all of a sudden unelected bureaucrats can just make a rule and they enforce it like it's law. It's a felony to have that. And not only that, but one thing I discovered this week is you can remove the pistol brace. And then they said it can't be shouldered because there isn't sufficient space for it, you know. And now
right.
They say if you have an optic on there that has eye relief, like a scope, you still have to hold it up to your shoulder and 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine, the felony. You can remove the pistol brace, and if you don't remove the optic, it's still a felony. So now they're just adding stuff to a rule. They're an enforcement agency. They don't make fucking laws, but now we're stuck with this shit. Okay, yeah, you can remove the brace, and then you should be okay. No. Now they've added an optic. There's an eye relief.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the criminals are running around with them, and they don't make arrests. And when they do, these liberal DAs let them right out. They're not holding them. Just revolving door adjustment.
Exactly. It's a revolving
it's
door. Unless your last name's Biden.
Yeah. He even lied on his 4473. He said he doesn't do drugs.
I know.
And then you see him on the internet with a crack pipe hanging out his mouth. So yeah, they can get away with anything.
And they're the first ones to yell out parency. And they're the first ones to yell out and blame the Republican side, all the conservatives, for what they're doing wrong, and they're blaming it on the Republicans.
Well, the Republicans won't do anything to stop it. They're not standing up for us. You know, if a criminal goes out and commits a crime with an AR pistol, they'll drop the gun charges and just get them for whatever they did and then release them in a year or whatever. But they're going after law-abiding citizens with this. You know, criminals, they have them too, but the gun charges get dropped when they get caught. But not us. In fact, I haven't heard of anybody getting tied up in this mess yet. But I got my eyes peeled.
Right, but them saying that there's weaponization in the FBI, DEA, and all them, and ATF. It is. And here, Ray sat there and lied again. I can't count how many times he's lied to Congress and gets away with it. If that was you or I, they would put us up for treason.
Yeah, well, there are no Republicans left, you know? I kind of had my heart set on Jordan, Cruz, Cromwell. He ain't much, but at least he's a Republican. And, you know, there's a handful of them out there that I thought were good. But they got a lot of bark.
Now they're showing now they're showing their true colors.
Yep. Yeah, they had what's his name, the new head ATF. They had him in a Senate hearing, and they all talk big and tough, but they didn't do shit to stop it. So I'm very disappointed in the House, Senate, the whole works. The Republicans, they quit fighting for the American people. I'm done with them. Like I told Lorna.
I'm done with it all. It's ridiculous.
And they got the vote locked down, so you can't get your people in. Like I told Lorna, I'm going to vote in 2024. If it don't go my way, I'm not going to waste my fucking time no more. That's how bad I've gotten with it. You know, ain't nobody fighting for me, for us.
Exactly. You know, it's bad enough that they lie on the, you know, campaign trail, but they lie even bigger just to become billionaires when they get in the office, and they don't want to do the real job, and they don't want to protect the people.
That's why they got Trump the fuck out of there. He, I think, if he'd had enough time, would have drained the swamp, and it is a swamp.
Yeah, and I'm tired of them having people in there that can't put two sentences together.
Yeah, between Biden and what's his name, Fetterman from Pennsylvania.
And even Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's another one.
I mean, it's bad enough we put up with Lorna.
Yeah. Oh, they ain't got shit on Lorna. Lorna can talk. In fact, I'm voting for Lorna next election cycle. She's going to be my write-in.
And she nobody ain't even knows listening because I think she's walking Ralph.
Oh, okay, yeah. That'll be a while. He's getting a little slow in his old age.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, he's getting more stubborn.
Oh, yeah,
too,
and just like in the chat room down here on Blog Talk, Ron Rick just said, and don't forget about AOC. Yeah, she's the biggest joke.
AOC.
Yeah.
Who's that now?
Cortez.
Oh, AOC. Oh, yeah, Christ. She's always been it. Yeah. How about that? To go from bartender to congresswoman. Holy cripe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got...
Doesn't even understand what her job is.
No, she kind of stumbles through her sentences, too. But she knows she hates gas stoves. How about that? That's sure going to fix America. Let's take everyone's gas stove away. What?
Oh, don't forget about your washer, dryer, and your all your appliances.
Well, they're coming after all of them, huh? All electric.
I've said this from day one. They've got the facts. They've got everything they need to prosecute, but nobody is stepping up and doing it.
No, that's because when it's a federal offense, they'll do it in a liberal state. And then, of course, you get these soft-on-crime liberal judges, liberal prosecutors, and they, like I say, they'll drop the gun charges. They'll put us in jail for 10 years with the $250,000 fine. But they'll drop the gun charges if you use the gun in a crime. So they're not after criminals at all. They're set out to disarm the American public, and that's just clear as a bell. That's just all they're doing. Don't give a shit about criminals using.
I haven't heard that yet, Ron. He said you got to stop the wood heat also.
Oh, yeah, I saw the guy in New York throwing pizza.
You got to stop the what?
Wood
and cold.
Heat.
So, if you got a pizza place and you got a coal burning or wood burning brick pizza stove, they want to shut you down.
Oh Jesus!
Half of Canada's on fire, and they won't. And I believe it was ecologic terrorism. You know, it's these fuckers starting the fires deliberate. It's arson, and they got half of Canada burning, but they're going to take away a few logs from the pizza guy, and it's brick
right,
stove.
And it's along with the train derailments.
Yeah.
That's all in hush-hush lately, too.
And ships. There was a couple barges stuck up against the bridge abutments there, and they're fucking up the waterways, the railway system, everything. They're down on truckers. And truckers is Teamsters. The Teamsters is the biggest union in America, and Biden is supposed to be all union, 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 union. And he hates truckers. And that's the biggest union we got. I don't know, man.
You know, it's just sad. I mean, I swear to God, I never thought that I'd be alive to see a screwed up country as screwed up as he's made it. And these idiots still vote for him. Oh, because Orange Man bad.
Yeah, have you seen the polls are like 46 to 48. Trump is just barely leading. And I'm thinking, how the hell could that be? But, you know, without any Republican, there is no conservative representation. We're not getting anywhere in the Senate and the House. They're just not on our side.
Just my opinion. That's, like I said before, I seriously think the reason why they're dragging their feet on a lot of this stuff is because they're afraid that their names are going to be dropped.
Yeah, well, if the liberal voters are outnumbering the conservatives, I mean, if Biden is still that popular in the polls, then, yeah, I suppose if a Republican representative stood up for us, he may not get reelected. And then he wouldn't get his giant paycheck and all his power and things.
Yeah, I got a shout-out to my brother-in-law. Dr. Phil's on here with us tonight.
Dr. Phil!
Hey, everybody. Just sitting back listening in. I'm looking for my Bluetooth headphones, and I can't find them. And so I got a lot of things going on. So I'll be, like, muting and unmuting and muting and unmuting.
Bobby, hey, she told me.
What's up, Chaplain?
I heard you. I still get a glass.
Yep. So, yeah. So, so Trump is like falling in the polls already. Seriously, did you guys see him in Las Vegas?
No.
Oh man, he went to Las Vegas to an MMA fight, one of those mixed martial arts fights.
And
they
Trump
just.
Did.
Yeah, they just blew the roof off for him, man, because they fucking loved him to death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
took him an hour. That's
the second fight he's been at.
Well, one of the MMA fighters jumped the rail and came over just to shake his hand. I'm surprised, like, the Secret Service didn't, like, take him out.
I saw right? that. It took him an hour. To his seat, just handshaking and high-fiving. That's
yeah.
cool to
see. Secret Service was probably afraid that he kicked their butts.
Well, you know, the cool thing is that, you know, he's human and he's approachable. He's not like, I'm a big shit and the little man just cannot just come up to me, you know?
That's what I like about his style.
Yeah, he's not a politician. Mm. What made him great?
Yep, a people person.
So I'm still stuck on this wood burning thing. So they're only taking it away from the pizza place or people that heat their houses with it.
Everybody.
Well, I'm sure all of them.
Yeah,
pretty
not,
soon.
Natural gas, right?
So they're going to make us rely on electric heat when the grid can't handle what it's got right now.
Sure. You know, if you're cutting down a tree and you cut it into small hunks that are burnable, you could be a felony.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yeah, fuck. It's time we just went in and force and just took over.
Yeah, we just, I just got a word, Donald J. Trump to speak at Turning Point Action Conference on the 15th. That's tomorrow. He's going to do what? He's doing a conference, on Turning Point.
Oh, that's Trump's first.
I guess it's part of his campaign trail.
I think he should do a State of the Nation conference.
Yeah.
Got Turning Point USA. That's Charlie Kirk's outfit through PragerU, isn't it?
Yeah,
those guys are. Yeah, they're pretty good to listen to. They got it together. Fuck, they should be running for office.
They don't want to.
Well, who do you think he's going to pick if he gets the nomination? Who does he think will be vice president?
Yeah, they probably don't want the cut and pay. But I could see a ticket with Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Jordan Peterson.
Who's that?
Who's that girl from Arizona that, that got screwed out of the election also recently? Because I think they're talking about her.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
Oh, Carrie Lake.
Yeah,
yeah, she's looking great.
I think that a lot of people are pulling for her to be the vice president. And they said Ron DeSantis probably would make a good vice president, but he doesn't want the job. He wants to be the big man, and, you know, you can't have two big men, you know, too many cooks in the pot, I guess.
Well, and you know,
he would be trying to make Trump look bad while he was vice president. That's a problem.
Boy, they'd be a good team, but I don't think they'd get along. But I've heard there's little wisps about RFK Jr. He's a Democrat, but...
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Him and Trump were talking, and boy, that'd be a nice setup, because he's a moderate Democrat. He's not the far liberal progressive horse shit. He's old Democrat.
That would actually run really good for the American people, because it's like a check and balance. You have a Democrat and a Republican, right?
I think that'd be a good ticket.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah,
I don't know if Robert Kennedy is into it, but I've heard that, you know, on YouTube that, boy, could be Trump's pick for VP.
Well, the thing is if something happens with Biden, he's probably going to be the Democratic nominee for president. So, that wouldn't work.
Right. He'd want the better, yeah.
At it, they're so stupid. They're hoping that Newsom steps in.
Oh,
man!
Like California, blue tarps and streets smelling like piss.
Hey, I always said, land of the nuts and the freaks.
No
shit. Well, the cool thing about that is, if guys like that step into the race, That's gonna give Trump even more power, because they're just taking away votes from everybody else.
Yeah, that's the problem. And it's all an ego. Nobody wants to be VP. They want to be president. You know.
That's right. They don't want to be VP. They want to be the man. And if they can't be the man, if they end up in second place, the whole 4 years they're going to try to make first place look bad, so the next time they run, they can get it.
Well, that could give
Mike Pence a boost, though, you know?
Well, and that could give you 16 years in the White House, you know? 2 terms as VP and then 2 terms as president. Fuck, that'd be total control. After 16 years, you'd have a bite on this nation. You know, and you hope it's the right guy if he's going to be in that long. That's why there should be term limit, you know? Fuck, Biden fucked us over 4 years.
Well, there are term limits for president, but there should be term limits for those senators and congressmen, you know?
Yeah, and if you're VP, you shouldn't be able to run for president, right? That's too much of the same flavor in the White House for too many years in a row.
Right. And I don't think you should be county sheriff for 20 years either.
But that election is a ways off anyhow, but it gives us something to fucking kick around, doesn't it? Who do you want in there? Who do you want who to pick to be VP? I never thought I'd like to see Trump pick a Democrat, but now this RFK Jr., man, there could be something there.
No, I think that would be a really good, like I said, check and balance. But I think I would prefer a Republican liberal backing up the policies that the president is dictating, you know?
He's not a liberal. He's more moderate. He's not a conservative. Well, he's kind of conservative.
But he is a registered Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And I think he's going to be running.
Yep, all those registered Democrats are under the thumb of Obama, don't you think?
Oh,
yep.
I got a little bit of advice.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, if you guys ever feel stupid, just think of Joe Biden's supporters and it'll go away.
If you ever feel stupid, just think of all the Republican voters who got screwed in 2022.
I know. That's bad. That's... Oh,
or 2020. Now I'm screwed. I don't even know what...
Did you guys ever see that video of Obama? He was in an interview and he said, yes, if I could do a third term and just sit in my basement in sweatpants with a little earpiece in and be able to call the shots and just have a puppet out there who would repeat what I'm saying, that'd be a great thing. I would love that, he said. And they got to do it.
Yeah, but you know, also Obama is actually I heard rumors. It might not be true. Let's be bullshit. That he's actually trying to find ends or give firepower for impeachment of Biden because he doesn't want him as the president right now. Problem is that idiot the vice president, that lady, she's an idiot. Have you ever heard her talk? She cannot make sense.
Yeah.
I think that's why the conservatives haven't tried to impeach him harder, because if you impeach him, we're stuck with Kamala. And
the reason why I think O'Biden's trying to get rid of Biden, he's trying to distance himself for when all of this Chinese connection comes to fruition, because it happened under his watch and he did nothing about it.
Well, yep. I think Obama
he ain't watching nothing. He's just watching the world go by.
Yeah, he's got a lot of Chinese and Ukrainian money in his own pocket too.
Yep, Ukrainian, that's Chinese, and Russian. He's got all those monies. He's getting money from all
and
three of those
places.
And a
few other countries are finding out too.
There probably is more, like you said, but thing is a lot of that shit happened under Obama's watch, and they had to have known about it, and Obama didn't do anything about it, just a cover-up. So he's trying to distance himself from Biden, so he's not going to support Biden. He's trying to get rid of Biden, impeach him, take the pressure off of him, but then we're going to end up with this jackass who can't even – we're going through time because time is what we go through.
Yeah, he can't form a sentence because he has Alzheimer's, but that's not an excuse for her.
But she's a politician, and she's trying to not say anything she's saying things by not saying anything.
That's part of the prerequisites to be a VP, a Democratic VP. You don't have to have brains.
Yeah,
and she's our border czar.
I mean, even when Mike Pence was the vice president, I didn't even know who the hell he was until he didn't back up Trump for the reelection.
Yeah, I know it. Speaking of
most of these vice presidents are just a name. I mean, you'd never really hear anything as what the hell do they do?
Ride the coattails of the president.
They used to do stuff. Even the first lady used to do stuff. You remember Reagan's wife and her Just Say No to Drugs? It was the war on drugs. That started by the first lady. Yeah, that
was even Michelle Obama did shit too, you know. But I mean, yeah, I think the first ladies do more than the damn vice president does. But from what I remember in the military, you had the XO, and then you had, what the hell they call it, the guy under the XO?
Lieutenant commander.
Well, you know, anyway, his next in line, the XO, every order the XO threw out, it was the guy's next in line to make sure it got enforced. So all that shit that, Trump put out, Mike Pence was behind the administration of it.
Yep.
It floats downhill.
And now look who's behind Biden. That's stupid.
You're right.
Worthless. Oh, man, we got to shut the border down. Have you guys seen the trailer to Sounds of Freedom?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson,
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
I live here on the border. I'm like right. I am half a mile away from the Rio Grande River where I live, my house, Brownsville, Texas.
According to Sounds of Freedom, for every 100 children, unaccompanied children that come over the border, 40 of them go missing into child sex trafficking.
Yeah, I think they better check their numbers again because there's a lot more than that.
Well, that's the only number. The numbers are skewed because they don't really know how many actually cross the border or attempt to cross the border.
Well, I get a kick out of when they tell you how many gotaways there are. How the fuck do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's like gotaways. Well, they got away. You don't know.
Like in medicine, here's a cool fact. And it explains how statistics work. Third world countries who do not drink cow's milk and only drink goat's milk or lamb's milk have less incidence of osteoporosis as compared to the United States who drink mostly cow's milk. And I was like, oh, wow, that's fascinating. But then come to find out, if you've got a country that only has 100 people and they all drink cow's milk and 10% of those people get osteoporosis, and you got a country with 1 billion people who mostly drink cow's milk and 10% of them get osteoporosis, the numbers are skewed based upon the sample size.
Right.
So it's bullshit. Actually, we probably have less incidence of osteoporosis because our milk is fortified with calcium and vitamin D.
Huh.
And the only ones who really tend to develop it are postmenopausal women because of the hormone imbalance.
Oh, shit. You mean we got to put up with Lorna now?
I'm imbalanced no matter what I do, so.
What was that thing the CDC just... They jumped on board with some of this trans shit. I can't remember. Do you remember?
I'm thinking. Give me a second.
Remember
that's
the
scary.
CDC?
She's going to hurt herself.
I know.
Yep. The CDC just put out new information.
Oh, the CDC said that men can now have children and they can breastfeed.
Oh, yeah, they can get pregnant and they can breastfeed. That's what they said. The CDC. Oh,
well, it could happen, but a lot of modifications would need to be made. They'd have to actually implant the ova, and it would have to be implanted to an area where it could grow viable in a man because of the pelvic anatomy. But if you give a man prolactin, you give him prolactin injections, he will start producing milk.
Huh.
A man who has a pituitary tumor, a prolactinoma they call it, will start producing milk. And that's, you know, one sign that the guy has a tumor in his brain. But men can produce milk, but a viable embryo, there's no uterus to support it in a man unless they actually modify the man's pelvic area.
And could
that's the next thing they're going to... What,
man's milk being healthy?
Work on his,
I'm sorry, I like three people talking about
it. He's going to do...
Well, no, they're already doing it. And they're even trying to transplant uterus in men.
Oh, God.
Weirdos, I guess. But I don't know if you call them men or what. Well, I call them weirdos because I'm a biologist. But in biology, I also know that there is also asexual reproduction, meaning certain females can actually get pregnant without having sex. Every male
starts out the embryo as a female, and it's only the Y chromosome that actually makes the changes. So the testicles are actually the ovaries that drop, and they get an extended penis. So we have everything, men have everything initially that females have. They just go a little bit further. So men are cooked a little bit more than females are.
Yeah, you're a biologist. I'm a gynecologist.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian dinosaur.
You're right.
So with this LGBTQ shit, us guys can just say, yeah, we're lesbians.
I identify as a lesbian.
Yep. And there's a difference between a lesbian and a homosexual, right?
Yep.
And so, it's only the West. Only the West does this weird shit, you know?
Oh,
when Matt
Walsh
did a woman film out, he went to Africa and said, can a man
true,
be a
man.
Woman? And they laughed.
Bro, when I was in Norfolk, Virginia, there was all kinds of transvestites and transsexuals running up and down the street. So don't give me that West shit. It's everywhere, even here in Texas.
Well, no, but I mean, yeah, we are the West. What I mean is America and Europe. But you go to Russia, they don't go for this shit at all. China won't have it. In the Middle East, the Arabs, fuck. They're not having none of this horse shit. And, you know, it's just Europe and America, I think.
It's the free world.
Yeah, because Matt Walsh is What is a Woman? He visited Africa, and he went to some of them tribes and said, can a man be a woman? And they just laughed their ass off. So there's a lot of countries that get to this shit. But I sure the fuck ain't moving to Africa.
Well, you know, I'm from my point of view, I believe que sera sera. And like whatever it will be, and I believe that every person should have the freedom to choose. Every adult person, let me correct that. Every adult person should have the freedom to choose how they want to behave. I believe that if I teach my children good values, right from wrong, and should they choose to do wrong or right, there are consequences either direction. They're either good consequences or bad consequences. But if I taught them right from wrong and they choose to go another direction, it's their choice, and I no longer have responsibility or should feel guilt for the upbringing of my children because I'm, in my heart, I taught them right from wrong. So if I teach my kids that you know, you're a female and you either cohabitate with a male, the only thing in biology is to reproduce, to prolong the species. That's it. That's your only purpose in life from a biological point of view, to reproduce, to prolong the species. Outside of that, it's your life. Do whatever the hell you want to.
Right.
And we are failing on replacement. Two couples don't have one kid. That's not replacement.
Isn't China that you're only allowed to have one kid because of the population problem?
Yeah.
It used to be they changed that. Now they want. Now they're allowing two per family.
Oh, okay. Well, that means one of their kids have to go out and be in the military at least if they have two.
Well, and if you have a boy, treated like Mustafa. But if you have a girl, you just put her in the basement, I guess, over in China.
You know, China is so overpopulated. This guy wrote a book about the overpopulation problem in China. And you know what his name was?
What?
We fuck them young.
too long hung low.
Yeah.
We know because they're so overpopulated that not everyone gets to go to school, so there's a lot of illiteracy problem there in China too. And this guy wrote also a book about the illiteracy problem in China. His name was Some Dumb Guy. Some Dumb Guy.
Well, India.
That's like our president.
India's got over a billion too. Something with the East. They really reproduce.
Well, I know one thing. I am really tired of my electric bill. It continues to go up and up and up, and they're making a big deal about the Texas power grid.
Everything's going up. Gas for us in the winter.
Well, they're trying to do away with gas, right? That's what Biden's trying to do. They're like gas.
Yeah, but with no fracking, it's all imported gas, and they've doubled the price now to heat your house all winter. Actually doubled.
Well, they're trying to, actually here in Texas, they're actually building an LPG pipeline down here, and they're going to run it over to our port of Brownsville and start exporting the gas. So,
Jesus, and and now they want to take away all of our appliances and make them electric, and they want everyone to buy an electric car. Fuck, Russia ain't going to take our grid down. We'll take it down ourselves, trying to plug everything in.
Yeah, trying to take away our gasoline motors, I just don't understand, because I'll tell you what, I have several associates that have those Teslas. 9 hours of charging for 2 hours of driving.
Dang.
And hey, with our technology, we'll have a gas engine that'll get you 80 miles per gallon. You just got to technology.
They already have it. They already have it, and they have the semi, like a Prius. Some Priuses get that much gas mileage. It's electric and fuel. But my friend, he's from India. He's an engineer, and he designed a way to turn water, hydroelectric energy, to turn water into like fuel for a vehicle. It runs off of gas, it runs off of electricity, and it runs off of hydroelectric power from water. And somebody had invented that back in the 70s, and they killed him because these big oil companies don't want that power.
I was going to say,
my brother ran into that thing. There was something that he found researching, and I think he was attempting to try it, but this has been years ago, and I forgot to ask him how it worked.
This dude was looking for financing, and they killed him.
In the U.S., so my friend, who's an Indian engineer, could not get a patent here in the U.S. because they don't want to patent something like that. So he had to go to India, and he's over there right now working on trying to get that going. But the cars, it could be run off of water. Strictly water, he says.
Yeah, it was done once before, but that dude didn't fare too well.
Oh, no, right. These big old oil companies kill, and not just oil companies, the energy committees of the, the government. Hello. But, or even like Tesla had all these really cool ideas. What happened to them? The real Tesla.
Didn't he get put in jail? He got caught. He killed his wife and got caught, didn't he? The guy who invented Tesla. And then that Elon Musk ended up buying. It was a shaky company about ready to go under, and Elon Musk came in and bought him. But the guy, the original Tesla
about,
guy.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Nikolai Tesla, who was back in like the 1900s or something like that.
Yeah, he had, what was it called, Heathcliff Tower or something, and he was just going to give everybody free energy with the ion in the atmosphere.
Yep.
The other thing is, like, they have spaceships that use sunlight to power them to travel. And I'm like, okay, well, why can't we use sunlight to power vehicles on Earth?
Well, that's solar, and we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, solar power you would think, but no, that it's something else the way the long wave and the short wave radiation works. The short wave radiation actually can pass through clouds, and that's why you can get burnt on a cloudy day. You can get sunburned on a cloudy day because the short waves can pass through the clouds. But the long waves, they reflect off the clouds. So, kind of some weird but cool stuff. Hmm. I think I'm going to call it my chemical room.
There's so much technology out there that we are not utilizing.
I agree. I think a lot of it's not just that we're not utilizing it, it's being suppressed and not allowed.
And you want innovation without too much regulation. Innovation without any regulation, and look what happened to that submarine, that Titanic deal, you know. But you got to let people think outside the box or we'll never get there.
Well, once again, too much government, that's your Democrats. You know, you got your liberals who want less government, less control, less regulation, and the problem is the rich get rich and they make the rules.
And innovation gets overregulated and unused.
So what happened with the student loan thing? I heard that the Supreme Court not take the case, or that so Biden got his wish, or
I think 39 million. So far, 39 million has gone to loan forgiveness.
Let's go million or billion.
I think it was just 35 million because he's already overspent. You know.
Well, that's like a drop in the bucket, because right now my student loans are $60,000, I think. I mean, if you get 10 of me, you're talking $600,000. So that's probably less than 1,000 people, right?
Well,
maybe
2,000. Yeah, $39 million. That wouldn't even cover one college, but I think they're starting out slow. That way they can slip it in under the radar. Because I do believe the Supreme Court shut it down, you know. But the Supreme Court also shut down an assault weapons ban. We had it from 94 to 2004, and it got all the way back to the Supreme Court just last year, and they said, no, that's Bruin case. Said that's in common use. And the governors are still taking these Democrat states and trying an AWB ban, so... Or AWB, assault weapons ban. And it's illegal. The Supreme Court rejected it. And they still say, oh, no, we'll just step right over the Supreme Court and do it anyhow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a constitutional right to bear arms. But the governmental right can say what restrictions they can put on the bear arms. And it shouldn't be a federal law. It should be a state. Every state should determine their own by their voters.
Yeah, but the New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, excuse me, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, that's in common use. You can't ban that. So federally, you can't, but states individually are. There's 4 states right now that have an assault weapons ban in effect. And
well,
it's unconstitutional, but they don't care.
Do you agree with this or disagree? I think states should have sovereign authority over the laws that are made.
Absolutely. In fact, there are some states that do that. There's a sheriff in Polk County, Wisconsin, that isn't going to regulate any of these federal laws. And, you know, that's how all states
You know what the penalty for not doing that is? You don't get federal money.
You just don't get federal money. They give you money
if
you enforce it. For example, the speed limit in Texas at one time was 75 miles per hour on the highways. And when the federal government came out and said, okay, well, we only want the speed limit, this is way back in the day, to be 55 miles an hour. Otherwise, we're not going to give you federal monies for roads. So the state lowers the speed limit to 55 in the entire state just so they get that federal money for the roads. After a while, that money runs out, so the state went back and raised the speed limit back up. Same thing as the drinking age and the age for smoking. When I came to Texas, I was in the Navy. In 1986, the drinking age in Texas was 18 years old. In 1987, it went to 19. And then the federal government came out and said, we're going to raise the drinking age across the country to 21 years old, or we're not going to give you money for your highways, federal monies. So Texas went ahead and raised the drinking age to 21. Hold on a second.
And I understand that, but that's sovereign, like you say, individual states regulating themselves. But with the student loan thing, went to the Supreme Court and they said it was unconstitutional. And Biden, and that's federal, that's not state. Biden released $39 million for student loan forgiveness, and those are both federal entities. Huh?
It was probably only for Hunter's student loans. Because I tell you what, none of the rest of us have actually gotten any student loan relief.
I don't know. But those are federal entities, and I don't know how they could work against each other like that. I can see where a state can work against federal regulation if they want to, if they can afford to. But the Supreme Court, not state supreme, federal Supreme Court, said unconstitutional, and then Biden releases money to for student loan relief. That's where I don't get it. I don't know how he could do that legally.
I guess the Constitution doesn't apply to Biden.
Well, weak Republicans, too. Some of the stupidest shit he's come up just slides right through, and the Republicans just sit there and do nothing. They bark a lot, act like they're representing us, and they get nothing done. They're all fucking rhinos. We don't have any good fighters left.
Well, I wish Texas would just break off and become a sovereign state away from the fucking U.S. government. Hell, we could even annex into Mexico. I'd be okay with that.
They've mentioned it before.
Yeah. Because we got more money and resources here in this state than a lot of people do.
Have you noticed crime going up a lot since we've had the open border for 3 years?
Only in Democratic cities.
Ah.
Like Houston. Here in Brownsville, where I live, I'm on the border. The people come across, they don't stay here. They move north. And they go to those, they call them, something cities. I can't remember what they call those damn things.
Sanctuary.
Yes, sanctuary cities. And Houston is one of them. And Houston is one of the biggest cities in Texas. And so there's more crime in Houston than anywhere in the state of Texas, except for maybe Austin.
I was going to say, Austin is full of Californians. They're all panicking and leaving California, moving to Austin, Texas. But they don't want to leave the liberal shit behind. They drag it with them. So now
Austin is
bleeding hard liberal shit out of California.
And Houston's even more Democratic. The Rio Grande Valley, where I live in Brownsville, it's been traditionally Democratic, but it's been constantly switching over to either more moderate versus and now becoming more Republican. The reason is because a lot of big drug dealers live in this area. They got tons of money, and the cool thing about it is drug dealers, the big drug dealers, not these little street peddlers. I'm talking these big guys.
they don't want shit in their own backyard. Their kids go to school here, and they get, you know, they got their family, you know. So having that here keeps the crime down low because they police their own shit.
Well, and I think the cartels have more control of the border than the border patrols do. We've lost more people to fentanyl than we ever did to COVID, and we will not close the fucking border down.
Well, I'm in the medical field, and I'm really, really pissed off about this because the government is calling it an opioid crisis. And what I don't know what other states did, but what Texas did, as a PA, I was allowed to prescribe what they call Schedule II medications to my patients. I got patients that got ADHD and they need Adderall. I got patients that got chronic pain and they need hydrocodone. Well, those are all Schedule II medications. The Texas government, because of this opioid crisis, took Schedule II medications out of the hands of mid-level providers like nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Only a licensed medical doctor in the state of Texas can prescribe a Schedule II medication, and only if they're willing to pay the $1,500 every 3 years fee to have the authority to do that. So a lot of doctors don't want to pay that money, so they don't have that authority, and a lot of PAs and nurse practitioners no longer have the authority. So a lot of our patients have suffered because of, I can't give hydrocodone, I can't give Adderall, I can't give Vyvanse to my patients, who I always gave to, who legitimately deserved it. None of them ever fucking overdosed. But the federal government, there's an opioid crisis in America. Well, come to find out, it's not fucking doctors that are killing people. It's the fentanyl that's illegal being made by China that's killing people.
Yeah.
So my patients are being hurt by that law, and my practice was being hurt by that law. And I'm pissed off about it, and ain't a damn thing I can do about it. I mean, we got people lobbying. But the government, even the local Texas Medical Board, they don't want to lose that extra $1,500 for every doctor that prescribes that shit every month. So they're lobbying against changing the rules back to the way they were, and we're trying to lobby for it. Money makes a fucking dog dance, but it does not protect my patients, and that pisses me off.
No, the people who need it prescribed can't get it, but it's all over the streets, in other words.
But you're going to get the illegal. You're going to get that. You're going to get. You never know when you're going to pick up that fentanyl shit, or you know. And that's the scary thing.
I don't know what to believe. How bad really is that fentanyl? Because, for example, I was taking care of a buddy of mine.
Fentanyl is a normal medication that I work with the pain clinic. We prescribe fentanyl patches. Fentanyl is a very good pain medication. It's not fentanyl that's killing the people. It's a modified version of fentanyl.
Okay, because when I was taking care of my buddy, he who had cancer, they gave him fentanyl, and then gave him Dilaudid, and he chose the Dilaudid over the fentanyl because it did a better job.
Well, yeah, but
No, Dick was scared to take the fentanyl because he said that's what's killing everybody.
But it's not the legitimate fentanyl.
Right.
That's the problem. It's not the legitimate fentanyl. It is a street-made fentanyl, and they're saying it's the Chinese who are making it. And they're selling it. They're mixing it in with different pills that people are buying. They're mixing it with people's, like, drugs. All these people who are addicted on drugs. Most of the people who are dying from these overdoses are drug addicts. They're not your typical patient. I still prescribe fentanyl. It's a very safe medication. The fentanyl, I don't prescribe it. The doctor I work with does because I can't prescribe it because it's a Schedule II.
But I still make the recommendations for it. But
for what
is,
you prescribe, is Dilaudid actually stronger than fentanyl, that prescription fentanyl?
Dilaudid, because Dilaudid is through an IV only, it's not as accessible as fentanyl. So Dilaudid when you're in the hospital or when you have an IV at home or you're on hospice. But fentanyl, I can give you as a patch, and you can wear that patch. It's a 72-hour patch. You wear it 3 days and then take it with a new patch. So I got more access to fentanyl than I do to Dilaudid.
No, he didn't like the fentanyl patches. He liked that Dilaudid did a better job for him.
Well, you get more euphoria, what they call it. Like, you feel a lot better when you have strong.
Yeah. That's what I think.
So, yeah,
like
so Dilaudid is a stronger drug than fentanyl, but fentanyl is a very effective pain medication for legitimate people who are pain. And thing is Dilaudid is either for acute pain, like severe pain in an emergency room or the hospital environment, or for someone that's already on their way out, like a chronic cancer patient or terminal cancer patient.
Yeah. Yeah, his was a liquid that I shot in the tube that went right into his belt, feeding tube.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so he was semi-terminal, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, now we don't give Dilaudid as a normally prescribed medication unless you're in the hospital and it's, like, severe pain and or you're either chronic or terminal. And it's not a pill that you take, you know. It's an IV, or you can throw it into a peg tube or whatever, but it's a liquid.
I need some. Bobby's face is really hurting me.
Stop looking in the mirror.
I need some too. Hey, Chaplin, give us your sermon, man, because I'm gonna have to go already. Give us your sermon.
Ah, God, didn't have any good rants.
You did last night. You need the liquid courage.
I guess it was the optic on the pistols. You can remove the brace, and if you have an optic, you're still a felon. That one kind of pissed me off because they just keep making their own laws. You know, a regulatory, unelected bureaucrat regulatory system now can make laws. That just slays me. Nobody stepped in and...
Who's the worst federal politician in your mind, and why?
I would have to go with Dettelbach, the new head of the ATF. And because he's making laws. He's a regulatory bureaucrat. He's unelected, and they call it a rule, but the enforcement is like it was a law. So they can just make up a rule and come get you, and you're a felon now. And like I said, these criminals are running around, and they use guns. They usually drop the gun charge, so they get a lesser crime, so they get released earlier. And if you're a good law-abiding gun owner, you could be a felon because of a plastic part, because of the fucking ATF, because of Dettelbach. I guess that's who I'd go with. He's my least favorite. He's a federal employee, though. He isn't an elected official. So I'd have to go with Ilhan Omar as far as elected officials, and she wouldn't be reelected. She didn't get to gerrymander our fucking city. Only Somalis vote in her jurisdiction.
You tell it, man. You tell it like it is.
So, yeah. Give me a minute. I'll think of a few more. AOC's on the list. Feinstein.
I think she's a lesbian with that other lady that has the... Muslim, that other Muslim lady. I can't remember.
Shadi Talib.
Yeah. I think those two are lick a lot of puss.
And I see.
Hey, I love you guys. Chaplin, thank you for the sermon, brother. You did a great job. You guys have a wonderful night, and God bless all of you.
Always good talking to you, Dr. Phil. Take care.
All right, Mike.
Take care. Night, brother.
Night, Lourdes.
Night.
Hey, you didn't get that teddy I sent you yet, did you?
I'm wearing it right now just for you. I'll send you a pitch later.
All right. Hey, Snapchat me that ass, will you? Good night, Bobby. I love you. Get Stephanie for me.
Good night, brother. I will.
All right. And whoever the hell else might be listening, may God bless all you folks. Good night.
You have to, brother.
I always like it when he gets on.
Yeah, he makes it interesting.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of information, you know, that I just absorb when he's talking.
Oh, dear God. Here we go again, Mike. More smoke from the Canadian fires.
Well, it is looking a little gray out there. When are they going to put them fuckers out? Jesus.
Oh, they're not going to.
I think it's these freaks. I think it's arson. I think they're setting them.
Well,
They
already said four or five of the fires started by arson.
They already arrested one of the guys.
There's only like two provinces up there that ain't completely burning right now. And boy, is it smoky here in Minnehaha and Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And New York, I guess they got it really bad too. And like I was saying weeks ago when this shit was going on, I'm not sure that's a forest fire, man. That sure has a funny smell. I think there's a lot of other shit burning. It ain't just woods. Kind of smelled like Lake Street back in 2020, the summer of love.
Well, here's an article. Senate Republicans say Biden created largest child trafficking ring in U.S. history.
Yeah, sound of freedom, man. We watch that.
I talked to Neri for a bit today, and she was telling me about that movie.
Oh, speaking of which, I talked to John over in the Philippines. He said, geez, we filled the refrigerator. We bought all kinds, a lot of fish and shit over there, I guess, because they are an island, I suppose. But, yeah, he said $30 worth of groceries. Just filled the fridge, the freezer. They had shit they had to eat. They had no room for it. $30.
Oh, yeah. $30
won't fill one grocery bag over here.
If that.
Yeah, the little plastic bag, I mean, the little dinky thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Philippines, oof. I mean, that's right by Taiwan, and if they start getting excited about Taiwan and there's a big goings-on, you're right next door, man. I'd be like moving to Poland right now with the Ukraine war going on. It's like, fuck, you're right there. You couldn't get closer to it. So I don't know about the Philippines.
Oh, you'd be
like
surprised,
you said,
man. It's pretty well protected, especially you got a lot of retirees, veterans that live there.
Oh, and there's a huge base over there. We have a big-ass base over there.
Two of them.
So, two of them?
Yeah, you got Flock Air Force Base, and you got they just started allowing the U.S. Navy to go back into where we used to be at Subic Bay.
Now, that one sounds familiar, yeah, Subic Bay.
Yeah, Longapo.
Okay. Yeah, he's up north He's in the west corner of the top island up there. I guess they that's
just outside of Manila.
No, it's north of Manila. It's on what the hell is the name of it? Let me look here. It's Laong or something. Just north of Bayag. Yeah, I guess he chose that corner because they get hit with cyclones a lot, hurricanes or whatnot, and that's the most protected corner.
Right.
So.
Yeah, monsoon season over there is pretty neat because you got sun out shining bright on one side of the street, and it's thunder and lightning and downpouring on the other side.
Oh, really? That'd be kind of
cool.
Yeah,
it's funny as shit.
He bought a house for $40,000 and remodeled it for like $11,000. And Lerna, you saw pictures of his house, man. He's living large.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do over there. I know a few people that own homes over there that, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah,
they're just waiting
like
to retire so they can go over there permanently.
Yeah, see, he's with some gal. I guess you can't own property over there, so he's got it in his girlfriend's name. Everything he has, he's got in her name. But I don't know. Like Lorna said, it isn't quite time to tuck tail and run yet. I may visit the Philippines, but.
Yeah, and you still got to either have proof of shot or get swabbed the day before you get on a plane.
Oh, they check your finances. You know, you cannot, they're not going to support you. They don't have a welfare system like we do. If you can't support yourself, you can't live there.
Right.
They went through the money he had, total worth, and his Social Security and pensions and everything all had to be added up. And you got to buy pesos and have an account over there. You have to exchange your money to pesos and actually have an account there before they'll let you live
yep.
there. So there's some hoops to jump through, but. I guess he went over and checked it out first and then moved over there. Not the kind of leap you want to take blind.
Oh, no.
But it's something
you
to think about.
You definitely want to do your research.
Yeah, and we got two huge bases over there. I mean, there'd be a lot of American soldiers running around, you know. And I guess most of them speak English.
Yeah. Yeah,
some
they teach English
like,
in their schools over there.
Yeah, a lot of them do, but some don't. And like John says, when he's standing in line at the grocery store, at the bank or something, and he's trying to talk to the teller or the checkout gal, and they don't know English, and he feels like, you know, he said, when I was in America, I was, hey, learn to speak the language or get the fuck out. And he says, now the shoe's on the other foot, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know the language.
It's not a hard language to learn.
No, but at least he has the humility to realize I don't speak their language, and now he feels like they're saying, learn the language or get the fuck out.
Right.
But, yeah, I looked at some videos, and, yeah, people walking around the streets. There's a lot of white guys and white gals walking around, you know. I don't know, Canada, America, European, but, you know, you can sure tell the Filipinos and the honkies. There's a lot of
believe
there.
It or not, there's a lot of Americans that live over there.
Sure what it looked like, you know, from the street view, people walking around.
And plus, you got to think about those that own houses over there and just haven't completely moved there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I know a lot of guys I served with that did their time in the service, retired, and just stayed there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it sure seems nice over there. I wouldn't mind never shoveling snow again. Well, you take your girlfriend out to dinner to the finest restaurant, and it's $20, you know?
Shit. Now you're talking expensive.
Mm-hmm. That's fine dining. And I guess they're not into
it's cheaper
tipping
than
like
that.
We are. Yeah, tipping just isn't in their culture.
No.
You know, they almost take it as an insult if you leave a tip. But that's kind of cool in itself.
But like I said, you know, I got a lot of friends that live over there that own bars and stuff, too.
Well, so you can own stuff over there.
There's no rule about it. It's just like you said, though. They want to know where your money's coming from. How
yeah,
you expect to live there.
Yeah, and he put his house in his girlfriend's name, which I thought, oof, you better get along with her pretty good, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Mexico, a friend of mine goes to Mexico every winter, and he owned a bar down there, and they annexed his bar and his house. The government just took
right.
it over, you know. Oh, if you're not Mexican national, you can't own property and businesses and shit. You know, I think it was the business mostly because that's a money-earning deal. Or a house, you're just spending money. A bar, you're earning money. And they annexed it. They took that fucker away. Mexico, who knows?
Yeah, that's like I said, that's why it's always good to research wherever you want to move to.
Yeah, thoroughly research it. Go there.
Yes. Because if I was to escape to the Philippines, my butt would be way out past Subic City. Out
yeah,
by the waterfalls and the jungles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the southern island gets hit with the cyclones mostly, right? Because
yeah.
the north part of it is getting pretty close to China, like I said. It's just south of Taiwan. And shit, it's hundreds of little islands. Shit, you could go over there and get lost. Nobody would even know you're there.
True. You know, the only thing you got to worry about in certain parts, especially like Olongapo and Manila, is their guerrilla warfare, their militias.
Yeah, and I'd want to live in a city more, you know, keep it civilized. I don't want to be like Rambo.
And let me tell you something. You get in trouble over there and they put you in jail, you better hope that you got friends there or a girlfriend or something, because otherwise they starve you to death. They don't give you food, nothing.
Like a Turkish prison. You go in, you walk in and you get carried out.
Pretty much. I mean, like I said, unless you got friends over there or a girlfriend or something, you might as well hang up your life.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the main things they kept on telling us whenever we were over there. It was, you know, don't get in trouble because we don't have the amnesty that you think we got.
Oh,
they'll
yeah.
eventually
when
get
you're,
you out.
You're young and in the...
If they can.
Yeah, when you're young and in the service, you're more apt to go out and drink a little and misbehave. You know, or I think staying within the confines of the law at my age should be pretty easy.
Of course, you got to know the law.
Yeah, that's how I ended up with his bike. He checked every avenue to try to get it shipped down there so he could have his Harley with him, and nope. Every single buddy, every thing he researched told him, no, your bike will arrive in the port, and either the dock hands will take it, or the ship, the people on the ship will take it, or the dock hands, or some. You will never see that bike again if you ship it over there. So he sold it.
Yeah,
to me.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I guess that kind of shit's tough.
I mean, he could look at Americans that do put it on their boat because they're going that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you knew somebody, yeah. If you had an inside connection, I suppose. But like he said, there you can buy Harleys there. You know, he was looking at them. Yes, his girlfriend was looking online for him, and he found a couple. They're a little more expensive. A used bike with a lot of miles on it is, you know, 15,000, 18,000, which is like a million pesos. That's what slaves me is the exchange rate. You know, $10,000 is like 600,000 pesos or something like that. It's just outrageous stuff.
Oh, well, shit, when you go out there and you exchange a $100 American bill, they think you're a millionaire because of the wad of cash that you get in pesos.
I suppose you better bring your suitcase to the bank so you can carry all that money.
Yeah, because when we were there, it was like 23 pesos to our $1.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I can't think of the exchange rate now, but it's. Yeah, they got some kind
it's
of inflation
always
been on.
Hot. It's always
and
been
you
pretty
don't
high.
Really, yeah, you don't really have to exchange your money because some places take the American dollar. But he says, if you're living over there, you do have to get pesos because not everywhere.
Right. Yeah, they do. They take the money, the American money, because the simple fact is that they make more money off of it on the black market.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's only like hotels and restaurants and stuff like that. He says, if you're living there and you're using, you need to use their economy. You need their money.
Right.
And then you got your phone to always be checking the exchange rate so you get the right change back.
Yeah. And the other thing I used to like was if you ran out of cigarettes from the base, you pay a kid and you tell them, yo, I want a real pack of Marlboro. And they come back 5 minutes later with a pack of Marlboro.
Oh, really? Yep, get it on the street.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another thing. He smokes Cools, and he tried a bunch of different cigarettes over there. I think he did settle on something, some Filipino brand.
I'm surprised if his girl's from there, I'm surprised she don't know where to get him real Cools at.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and she's younger. You think she'd be, you know, hip to all that shit? She's like 30.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She should know where he could get real cigarettes that you're used to from the States.
Yeah, that are black market over there.
Yeah.
Oh, But like you say, if she can't, just give it to some kid near the base.
Yeah. Ain't nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we used to, if you walked out that front gate on Magsaysay Strip in Olongapo with a two-pound bag of M&Ms, and especially M&M peanuts, you got yourself a room, fed, and everything for the full week.
Oh, yeah. That would be kind of nice. They don't have much candy over there, I take it, huh?
Not unless we bring it out on the streets. But they, you know, because they turn around again, you know, that's how the black market works over there. They get it from us, and then they turn it into cash for themselves.
Yeah, I suppose, and if you're buying it with pesos, their money, they could be overcharging you, you know, and it doesn't matter to you because, hell, what's a few extra pesos?
Right. Because, I mean, like the cigarettes over there were like, we were only paying like a dollar a pack.
Yeah.
But to them, that's, you know, at that time, it's that was money in their pocket. Because I would always tip the little kids that brought me the real packs of cigarettes.
Probably set their whole family up with that, you know.
What hurt them was when they made us pull out of there. That hurt their economy and a lot of their business. But apparently now, like I said, they're allowing us back in there.
Oh, yeah, I bet that booms their economy to have all these dealers over there exchanging their money to pesos and out running around the streets getting shit from every store.
Yep.
Imagine, you know, even you guys, you didn't always eat on base, did you? You must have ran around to restaurants and shit out there.
Yeah. I very rarely ate on a base.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, that's an economy for them.
But again, too, you also had Filipino workers in the mess halls and stuff on the base. So you were getting the same type of food you can get out in town on the base.
Oh.
Well, I got to throw something in there because I just came across. Wisconsin has put a new law in to protect the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Protection Act. So apparently, after reading a little bit of it, they're trying to make it so even residents have to have a permit to have a flower garden or a vegetable garden.
That's just bad.
Wow.
Telling you that you can't save rainwater.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I thought that was
anything,
ecological.
Anything to make a buck.
Yep.
I know in Minnesota, if you had chickens, like the gal down the block from me had chickens, and the CDC steps in and they say, we got to test your birds. And they'd say, one of your birds has bird flu. You got to put the whole crop down, or the whole flock.
And that's bullshit.
Yeah, and it just shut them down. They quit selling eggs. They took the sign out of the front yard, and they raised another... I don't know what they have, 10, 12 chickens down there living in the garage. And CDC came back, oh, one of your chickens has bird flu, put the whole crop down. So now they just gave up on it.
Nah, I'd have been in court being like, I want a second opinion from a different doctor.
Yeah, no shit. You know they don't have bird flu and put the whole, they're just trying to shut them down.
Yeah, because they want you to eat their fake fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Whole Foods has cornered the organic market. You don't get to do organic on your own.
Right.
Confirmed. Hunter Biden has been looking at the White House. But I wonder whose cult that is. Hunter Biden has been living at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
he's been there.
That's some staffer's coke. Uh-huh. That's all that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just found weed. after they closed the case on the cocaine, they just found some weed in there, too.
Hey, maybe that's
you need a little... Yeah, Joe's more the weed guy. He talks like he's pretty high.
It's Dr. Jules.
Doctor my ass.
It's for medical use.
Yeah. Well, I think weed is legal in tea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus. The country's capital and one of the first, well, it's not a state. But
no, they're trying, they're wanting to try to make it a state.
New District of Columbia, that's not a state. That's just a, I know. And they do that. Obama tried, during his era, they tried to make D.C. a state, too. And then when Biden got in office, they tried it again.
Yeah, they're always trying to do it.
I wonder if that'd be a territory. They would add a star to the flag if they pull that shit. You know,
right.
Because we're 50 on the flag because we're 50 actual states. But the Philippines, the Bahamas, all the, or not the Philippines, the Bahamas, the, what do they call those, islanders?
Puerto Rico, and you got Hawaii?
Hawaii's coming. Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, Jamaica, all that shit we own are just territories, so they don't go as a star on the flag. But D.C. could fuck that up.
Yep. And that's why I think they keep on trying to do it.
Yeah, Jesus. Inside the continental U.S., so that would have to be a state. That's what they wanted to make it, so oof. I'm fucking idiots. Like, there ain't enough going on. You got to try something like that. Who cares, you know? How about we close the border?
Exactly. They don't want that, though, because then they run out of voters.
Yeah. And that's just a watch the left hand while the right hand's fucking you.
Yep.
They probably don't even want that. Just an issue to keep us preoccupied.
Sure.
Ah, good old politics.
And that's just about everything that they've been doing is asinine. So
I know student loan forgiveness. I thought no way is that going to pass, but I thought of that about a lot of the shit they've been doing. And
yeah,
you
but,
think it's
but they're still trying to slip it in
mm-hmm.
on everything that they. Bills they pass. That's how they've gotten all this shit passed, because it was never really voted on by both sides. They just slip it in between the bills.
Yep. Or somebody authors a bill, and by the time it gets through the House and voted on by the Senate, it's not anything what the author had. The original bill is gone. They've taken everything out and put their pork product, you know, their own little projects in there. And
sure.
it's unrecognizable from the original bill by the time it hits the president's desk to get signed in or vetoed.
Yep.
Fucking nuts. And no Republicans to fight any of this shit off. I'm very disappointed with our Republicans, I'll tell you that.
No, I am too. It's and again, like I said, the only reason I keep coming up with of why they're letting things go as long as they have is because they're afraid that their name's going to pop up.
Yeah, but I mean, you hear like Chip Roy, or who the hell's that one old Southern dude? He always wears a vest. Bald-headed guy, wears glasses. God, I forget his name, but there's a couple of them. When they get up and they make a speech, it sounds really good, you know, deliberate and articulate, and they really make their point strong. And then you never hear from them again.
Yep.
Right.
And that that press secretary, she's about 51 too.
Karine Jean Le Perry or something, yeah.
She's
a fucking
idiot. And,
yeah.
All right, people, Biden. I don't have anything else to add. And we're getting close to time anyway. But
good show.
I appreciate you both being with me here tonight.
Yes, sir. That was a good show tonight.
Oh yeah, we tried
used
to
get
it
people
hopped show.
On board. There was a gal that always hopped on board there for a while. And there was a kind of a handful of people I remember that used to get on once in a while and talk. But I suppose this show when was a layover from last night. Does everybody know when that happened? Hello?
Oh, what? We didn't do a show last night.
No, that's what I mean. Tonight's show is a layover from last night, and call Thursday, and if it don't answer, you just always change it to Friday.
This week I decided to do it tonight instead of last night.
That's because Bobby forgot about it last night.
Oh yeah, see if Lorna hadn't told me, I didn't know. I called in last night and it said no show, you know, and Blog Talk Radio, it just tells you no. And then Lorna said, well, they're doing it tonight now.
Yeah, this week.
If it gets skipped on Thursday, it's usually on Friday though, huh?
Yeah, I try to do that.
Okay.
But anywho, thank you again, and God bless y'all. Have a great night. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our veterans, our military, the missing worldwide, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.